Hey, ladies. It is day four of Success Factor, and today is a really beautiful practice for you to come back to you. Now, you are the success factor. You are always the consistent constant in any scenario in your life. And if you want your success to change, you have to come back to you. So you have to see you as the I am. And in the song that I shared from Moana, there is a key bit in it where she says, I am Moana. I will remember who I am. And if you've ever watched Moana, there's a big emphasis on that, to remember who you are. And that's what we're talking about today. When I sing along to that song, I always go, I am Joanna. And I sing my full name. And I want you to think, if you are the constant, you are like the ship, okay, that's going beyond your ancestors, beyond the limitation beliefs that you've had before, beyond the programming of your parents. You're going beyond. You are the leading edge. And as we've talked about, it is your turn to go beyond, break those generational patterns, step beyond what women have been able to have. You're going beyond. But in that, you must be a strong and sturdy ship of knowing who you are and what is so fucking brilliant about you. All right. So I'm going to share a song with this today. I love, 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 love this song. It's called Daily Affirmations by Shannon Blake. If you don't know her, you will love it. But your exercise for today is that you're going to write out 33 things that you love, appreciate, grateful for, thankful for. You can use the words when you write them out. I am grateful. I am appreciative. I appreciate. Thank you for. I love. Whichever one feels the most free flowing from your heart in the statement that you're writing. But it's 33, very important, 33 things about yourself. Only yourself. About your character. About your integrity. About your soul, about what you like, love, appreciate, celebrate, grateful for, about you on the inside, and you in your body. So it's who you are, who you inhabit, yes, so the body itself, and how you look. So all three phases of you. So it's your energy, it's your character, it's your emotions, it's your mentality, it's your sexuality. It's all aspects of you can celebrate. So everything including, like I would say, how much I fucking love my hair. I love and adore my hair. It's so thick and luscious. And what I would do is try to not just say, thank you for my eyes. Yeah. Say why you love your eyes. If you're talking about you as a person on the inside, think about, what you've overcome, what's got you here, what you really enjoy about yourself. Yeah. I love spending time with me. Yeah. I'm so fun to spend time with. I enjoy me so much. I've got the best taste in music for me. I am so funny. Like, I can laugh at myself, with myself. I love that I love being with animals and that I can attract things, and all because I love me. So write about it like you are writing about someone you love and adore. Think about how strong you are. Think about how your tenacity, your capability. Think about your mental aptitude. Think about your problem solving and solution finding. Think about how delightful you are. Think about how amazing your body is, that you get to feel sexual pleasure and orgasms. Think about how much you fucking love food and that you get to create. Think about how creative you are, maybe through art or writing or movement or cooking or, poetry, or think about all of these things. Now, you may come up against resistance. If you do, put it down, coming back to it later on that day. Yeah, don't leave it for another day. Try to do this in one day. You may want to add more afterwards, but try and do 33. 33 is the divine number. It's the Holy Trinity doubled. Yeah. So it's, you know, God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Trinity. Be myself and I. It is the divine trio, basically. And we can say it in many different ways. It's, you know, as above, as below. It's heaven, earth, and Mother Earth, and it's the Holy Three. Okay, so it's the Divine Three, and it's doubled. So it's super powerful. It's also the number of masters, ascended masters. It's an angelic number. So it's a super fucking powerful number, and I want you to remember your divinity. That's the key to this. The 33 of allowing you to think and celebrate as though you're celebrating the fact you are divine. You are a divine creation. And when you get to the point where you are able to say, I fucking love me. I'm so grateful to be me on this journey. Then you truly are locking into a success factor. It is coming from you. You are the success. Only you. Success is what you, you know, you, it flows through you. It is you. So notice, it may make you cry. It may bring you resistance. You may think, oh, another fucking gratitude thing, but it isn't gratitude. This is, yes, be grateful, have gratitude, but it's about appreciation. It's about love. It's about celebration. It's about enjoying. It's being thankful. Whatever words feel most free flowing from your heart, about you, but it's all about you, not about your kids, not about your husband, not about your partner, not about your work, not about your money, not about anything external to you. Only you, your body, your mind, your energy, your sexuality, your understanding, your quantum field, your emotions, yeah? Your soul, your insights, your divine connection. And you have lived long enough to be able to know yourself. But it's about accepting and being honest and loving yourself. Because if you want more wealth, more success to flow, then it has to come from this stable home. Yeah? Like the ship getting to a destination. It must be stable. And if you're not stable in this home that is you, and you wobble at the first sign of trouble, you know, the first storm and you're wobbling, if you wobble at the first sign of somebody not liking you, and you wobble at the first sign of something being difficult, and you wobble at the first sign of someone pushing back, and you wobble, you will never get the things that you need or want. And tomorrow we have such a fun game to play. So tomorrow is all about expansion, but today is about the solid ship. So play the game, enjoy this on a beautiful Sunday, take the time over the day. Write it in parts. If you want to write it in 3 lots of 10, brilliant. If you want to write it in 5 lots of, what is it? Yes. Yeah. 10. What did I just say? 3 lots of 10. Or my brain won't work. For some reason at that point. Do them in small bite sizes. So if you need to do it that way, or just give yourself time to just sit and bask in it, wherever you are in this situation. So I'm sending you much love. Enjoy the song. Drop down any insights that you want to do in the group. Let us know how you're getting on and how you feel after doing it. You know, how you feel after doing it. That would be a beautiful thing to celebrate. And share with everybody, because celebration and sharing is an epic part of this energy. And just a reminder, don't forget, you still have the golden ticket. So if you're raising this energy, don't forget to go and share around the golden ticket competition. And share and all the things that I said in it about sharing or buying or getting somebody else to buy something or buying something for somebody. To get your golden ticket. But most importantly, go and enjoy your 33 glorious, wonderful things about you. And I'm sending you much love on this Sunday.